This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff, and review a few of the news stories from around the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's talk about the election. The counting continues, and recent counts have changed some results.
Right. We talked a little bit about the assembly race in the 60th district. Sabrina Cervantes, the Democratic incumbent, has pulled ahead, and it looks like all of the most recent counts have gone in her direction. And she did declare victory this week after the most recent count in Riverside County. However, her opponent, Billy Saley, points out that there are still something like 45,000 provisional ballots to count, so he has not conceded. Another big change was in that supervisorial race where Russ Bogue, the former assemblyman, seemed to be winning. And the most recent counts have put his opponent, Jeff Hewitt, former Cala Mesa mayor, ahead. It's really too close to call. There barely a percentage point in between them, and the Riverside County registrar is going to be posting more results on Friday afternoon. So we'll see if Hewitt stays ahead. But it looks like both former members of the assembly, Eric Linder in the other supervisorial race and Russ Bogue here, are not going to easily skate to supervisorial seats.
And on the subject of Riverside County, one race that was decided quite handily was the Riverside County Sheriff's race. But the transition from one sheriff to another is hitting some bumps in the road, huh?
Well, that's right. Chad Bianco, that sheriff's lieutenant who is winning handily there, he said he's trying to conduct a transition, you know, get with the old administration and work out the transition. He says, sniff. The incumbent sheriff, Stan Sniff, is refusing to meet with him. In fact, he said that Sniff is acting like a child. Sniff said he has designated his assistant sheriff, Kevin Vest, to be the contact for transition meetings. And in fact, there is a meeting between Bianco and Vest set up for the end of the month. And that will be the first transition meeting. So hopefully things will work out there. I wanted to mention a couple of other developments. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department canceled its annual blue light ceremonies honoring peace officers who've died in the line of duty. Again, that assistant sheriff, Vest, sent an email to honored guests saying that the ceremonies were off, but that the department would honor the fallen officers by displaying blue lights from December 10th to January 1st. But in the interim, two police departments have stepped forward and said they'll hold those ceremonies. Palm Springs and Riverside are going to hold those ceremonies in December, honoring the fallen officers. And one other development regarding the Sheriff's Department, this is going to be a tough transition in a sense for Bianco because he's inheriting a problem with the Indio Jail. That jail has been under construction and was supposed to open this year, 2018, but county officials are now saying it's not going to open until 2019, and it's going to be more than $10 million over budget, the most expensive public works project in county history. The county has to do that because it doesn't have enough jail beds, and when there's not enough beds, they have to release inmates early, and nobody wants that.
Next, Ontario International Airport continues to report gains after 2 years now under local control.
Right. Just a few days ago, a monthly survey by Freightways, a trade journal tracking goods movement, named Ontario the nation's busiest freight hub. As you know, it has that FedEx hub and the UPS hub there. And FedEx recently signed a 30-year lease and announced that it's going to be adding 50 acres, tripling the size of its footprint on the airport. And there had been a surge in shipments from overseas as importers try to move goods in advance of those tariffs, which are coming from the Trump administration. So that's part of the gains there, and that's a big one. But on the passenger side, which affect people in the Inland Empire probably more than the freight movement does, the airport says it's going to welcome more than 5 million passengers this year, the most in a decade. The last time the passenger count was this high at the airport was before the 2008 recession. And the number of international travelers has more than doubled from 10,000 last October to 21,000 this October. So those are some big gains. And that's exactly what people were hoping would happen when Ontario Airport came back under local control. Southwest Airlines has announced that it's going to be adding service, 4 round trips a day between Ontario and San Francisco. That's going to be welcome for a lot of business travelers, I know, beginning in June, and also adding a 3rd flight to Denver Monday through Fridays. Delta announced it's going to be bringing back service between Ontario and Atlanta. And JetBlue, of course, is offering nonstop service to New York, JFK, once a day on that red-eye flight.
And finally, the key witness in the colony's corruption trial has been sentenced to prison years after pleading guilty.
And this is Bill Postmus, the former San Bernardino County Assessor, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors. He is actually getting off a little bit easy. As you remember, he pled guilty to 15 felonies. If you added it all up consecutively, it would be something like 11 years, but he's only going to spend 3 years. And in fact, he will be eligible for release after just 18 months.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. The segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.